Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Misfit Toys.
Well, do you like the music in the background? You do? It's professional. You know, I must share with you before I throw to part two of last week's show. So I think I've said this a million times on the show. I try to smoke. It ends up realistically about four or five nights a week. And then I try to take two off. And it makes a big difference. A big, big difference. Then, you know, during the pandemic, I was smoking 7 nights a week. And hey, look, it's not that I wouldn't enjoy being high 7 nights a week, because I don't mind it. I like it. It's that I wasn't getting high. So, for like the past week, I've noticed I smoked a few times and I was starting to go, well, it's not getting me high. Well, long story short, tonight I put it in the grinder. Sometimes it's been in the jar so long, I put pieces in there and I think, oh, it's all right. And I took the time to grind it. And I'm beautifully, pleasantly high. So that was the problem. And I'm in a chatty mood. I hope you're in a chatty listen. You know, I know Thanksgiving was yesterday, and you might think, why tell you this now? But you know what? There's other dinners you're going to have, and I think I got some great, clean advice. And if you heard it before, I apologize. But one of them is, a lot of them I've learned over the years. My friend Kevin, Dr. Kevin Seuss's mom, said years ago, try to have some dishes that are room temperature, like green beans in a garlic sauce. One, people don't think about that. They're pulling every single dish out of the oven. And that's really helpful. You know, there'd be plenty of dishes that can be served room temperature. Of course, a salad. And also, if it's a dinner, like Thanksgiving dinner or any dinner, just have the gravy piping fucking hot so it makes up for any mistakes of maybe the stuffing's it's warm or something. Have it on the table with a candle underneath it, that type of, just keep it fucking hot. But the room temperature one is a good one. You know, and I always add on to that, like, I mean, a lot of times people just don't think how many things you could do. Like, is pulling bread out of the oven nice? Yeah. And if it doesn't stress you out, do it. If it doesn't stress you out, if you're like somebody like that, some people are good in the kitchen. They're very, you know, they're a little chaotic, but they're still having a good time. They could be drinking a glass of wine, pulling the bread out, talking to people at the same time. That's not me. So just put the bread, anything that can be put on the table. Like I will put, you know, you put the bottles of water out on the table. Back when I didn't my ex didn't want to use a lot of bottles because either I'm recycling or something, I would fill every glass with water at like 3 o'clock and then put cellophane over it. Anything I could do. You can have room temperatures just on the table before they get there. Right? Salad on the table before they get there. A lot of things like that. So anyway, that's all I got. You know, I must be upfront with you. I'm having deciding whether this is too gluttonous or not. But, well, I don't know if I did it or not, but I'm thinking about doing it. Because you're hearing this show on Friday, but I'm... It doesn't matter. It's too confusing. So Andy Frasco is coming over with some friends and Steve Fine Arts and Danielle and Andy and Dolof, and I think I'm forgetting one person's name and I'm embarrassed, but she's coming with them too. Joy? Anyway, I apologize. But I'm sure you're great or Andy wouldn't be bringing you. So I'll tell you next week if I remember whether I did this or not. So I want to just go to the dollar store and get like 6 dishes and the cheapest silverware. You know, it's still metal. I'll still make it look really nice. And after dinner, just throw it all out. Buy like a cheap few serving spoons. I'll whatever it is, I know how to make it look fucking good. But think of that, just after dinner, just like paper plates. But by the way, some paper plates are cheaper than going to the dollar store. Sometimes they're like 2 dishes for a dollar. And they look pretty fucking good. I bought some Christmas ones there years ago, like 20 of them. And they look cool around the holidays. But anyway, so I'll tell you if I did it or not. I'll let you know. Anywho, well, there's not much more. I said I was chatty, but now I realized, you know, maybe I go on too long. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I just start and... Oh, well, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, yeah, sometimes I talk about things that I talk about before, but I mean, that won't... Not everything has to be funny. Not everything has to be funny, right? Some things are interesting, right? They're just interesting. Interesting. See? It's interesting. No, it's interesting. Not everything has to be funny. That's what I get nervous about. No, it's not funny. It's not. It's not. No, it's not. But it is interesting. But it's interesting. Thank you. Thank you. Well, even the guys admit it. How about these openings? They're really taking a turn for the better, aren't they? I mean, this is what it's... This is the new Todd Glass show. Tell you the truth, I think I'm going to really... I am going to try it. Watch 2 weeks, I'll start going back to doing one every week. I will miss doing it every week, but also, that's something amazing to have. I'd like that if Aristotle can be back on almost every show. And then there's somebody else that we have in mind. And, for the tech reason of it and the energy in the room. So if I do it once a month, that's easy to have more of the whole gang back together all the time. And then so we chop it up into 4 and watch every show will be about where do we chop it into the first part? I mean, do we give those people and then I'll do these openings and I like doing these. I like sometimes just talking. Look, I know today isn't that great, but usually I have notes, but it'll give me the best of both worlds. I'll have the whole, you know, it'll be easier to get everyone back together. You know what I mean? Not back together, but easier to make the show happen with, you know, a keyboard player, Tim, or drums, and Aristotle, and, John Bram Wagner, if he wants. I'm going to leave it up to him. So he was here a few weeks ago. We had a really good time. My favorite thing is after the show, and John hangs. He's like he'll hang out. So we hung out by the fire. It was so nice. Anyway, so does that explain it? Does that make sense? Because sometimes it can get difficult every week to organize. But like, it's so easy to go, oh, can you do this date? No, that we, it's okay. Cause I'm going to do the first one, the end of December. So I already have December's. And that means just one time in December, I got to get this person together, that person together, the Eric. Oh, I'd like to get JJ in here once in a while, or Gabe. And, then, like I said, then throw to them. Maybe I'll stop doing it into my phone and do it into the Zoom. How's this sound, everybody? Well, all right. Listen, now I'm just holding you up. This is like when a comedian at a comedy club, they think, did a, hey, did you hear blah, blah, blah was here? And they did 8 hours. Yeah, I was there. And you, so after a while, you're just holding people hostage. You hit a nugget here and there, and then, you know. Now they're just doing it like it's a marathon. But is that what I'm doing? I mean, I hope I'm not doing that. Interesting. Yeah, I'm interesting. I mean, yeah, sometimes, you know. Look, I just wanted to say that these comedy clubs, they gotta, I mean, because, what are you talking about? Like, I tell them, sure, there's great clubs. I mean, yeah, I've talked about this before. Thank goodness when I go to certain comedy clubs, I, you know, I love them. When I love them, I talk about it nonstop because I want people to know that, like, yes, there are clubs that do it right. Doesn't have to be 100% the way I would do it to me to consider it a fucking perfect club. So when I go to those clubs, I'm always like, oh, I just want to talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. So anyway, that's all. Wow. Is that... Oh, this is Lynn Shore. Thinks he's funny. Wow. I should let it breathe. Makes him look stupid. I'm going to let it breathe and make him look stupid. Should I let it keep going? It has like another 50 seconds. I want to hear what he does. I never listen to them all the way through. Is this okay? It's getting me nervous. Okay. It's... Thank you. Listen, everybody, enjoy the show. I hope you all had a nice Thanksgiving and good food. I recommend getting cornbread waffles and making your breakfast sandwich. Whatever you put in your breakfast sandwich, get cornbread waffles. And you know what? Not the extra thick ones. I tried that once. I thought that would be the great waffles, the extra, you know, the Belgium. Nope. Cornbread. You know what I do? I don't really eat cranberry sauce ever. I mean, some people make it once in a blue moon where I'll eat it. But for this, I take a little of the cranberry sauce, if you have any at your house from leftover, and I put a little maple syrup in it. You could probably even do honey. And then I put it on the waffle as the dressing. Oh, oh, ooh, it's good. Cornbread waffles if you can get them. All right, everybody. Aristotle, I know you listen to the show and it is this time of year. Is there anything that you... I can't believe he never misses one of these. Like, I wouldn't be upset if he did. I hope he's not offended. Does he listen to the whole thing or can he tell when his name is mentioned? Does he have a special like, boop, 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 boop. Vinny, how you doing? I give him a shout out. My manager, Alex. Without him, I'd just sit in my room and cry into a sock. No bullshit. Oh, shit. Hey, how about my new show, 10-Year-Old Tom? It's got picked up for season two. I think somewhere around March, we're going to be dropping season two. Here's a little shout out to my new show that I'm on, 10-Year-Old Tom, on HBO Max. We haven't been able to get the rights to the HBO Max or get the, you know, the permission to play it, so we've been playing this one instead. Well, everybody, I hope you like, guess what today is for you, right? So get cozy with Christmas or whatever it means to you, because I bring in the first official day of, you know, like the day after Thanksgiving, right? Well, get cozy. You know, you got to remember, hold on, let me bring this down. You got to remember to get cozy when you're all by yourself. Sometimes you don't, you know what I mean? It's so much fun if you do it, to just get cozy. The way you pour your coffee in the morning, light a candle, even if it's just you. Make everything like they would do in a movie. And that really isn't that it's phony. It's that in a movie, they take things in differently. Forget about a bad movie. In a good movie, they really pour their coffee. And some people do that in life. It seems movie-esque, but some people, I know people in my life. So I try to, but really inside, I'm just rushing all the time. Then once in a while, I rush a lot in the beginning of any evening, especially if I have people over, but eventually I calm. But I try, like, I don't always do it in the morning when I make, like, I make a cup of coffee before I work out. Sometimes I just make it real quick and don't even make it that hot because I want to chug it. And other nights I pour it, I go sit down at my desk, put my little space heater on my feet, and just relax and just drink my cup of coffee. Enjoy the living shit out of it. All right. Aristotle, I don't know if I gave you a chance before, but is there anything you wanted to say?
Be thankful, you fucks. Be thankful for Todd's amazing hair.
Oh, thank you. Always appreciate a compliment to my hair. Aristotle had a nice haircut when he was over here last week. High and tight, but style. Looking good, that Aristotle. All right, everybody. You're joining the second half of the Todd Glass Show. All ready in progress.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're good.
Shut up. Part two. It's part two. Everyone's listening. They're like, oh, it's part two with Joe Quazzala.
Interesting.
It's fun. It's exciting.
Joe Quazzala, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Joe Quazzala, welcome to the show. If you hear the show
okay,
on Friday.
Okay, boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. To be here part two.
It's part two. Doesn't it seem like to the audience it was a week ago?
They have no idea.
But to us.
It was a month.
Could have been 5 months. I pieced these shows together. These right there, it didn't sound like I ever did a show at Notre Dame University.
Wow.
But I did.
But you did.
I did.
In 2008, I think.
And I was telling you last time that I kept mentioning it because I like something about doing a show at Notre Dame. So people be like, it was like 8 months away or whatever. People be like, hey, what are you doing Monday night? I go, okay, I know in 8 months I have the show at Notre Dame. So, yeah, I could go get pizza tomorrow night, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, what are you doing? I'm having a wedding. It's actually a year from now. I go,
okay, hold on.
Next week I'm doing the show, and I'm because
I have to be at Notre Dame.
I have to be at Notre Dame, right? Thank you for getting me back
in November.
Next week is that's Tuesday. A year from now I'm fine.
Yeah, I think I can do it.
Yeah, and it was fun, and
so much fun.
And you cultivated. You were a part of a group that cultivated a really cool scene there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was my memory. So.
Yeah, that was it was a small scene, but that's technically where I started doing stand up, and there was an opportunity to do stand up on campus. You know, I'm like 19, 20, and there's a cool like club on campus that like has the. I didn't really know at the time, but looking back, I'm like, oh, it was a great venue for comedy because it had a low ceiling.
Yeah,
it was like pretty tight. You could fit a lot of people in there, but if you didn't get a lot of people, it still felt good. And I had the opportunity to go up there with some frequency, and then I kind of took the initiative to start like an officially recognized stand-up group on campus so that we could perform more and at other places across campus. And that's really where I got my start. And I was able to then develop a relationship with the person who booked that club. And then I could get guys like you who I admired and wanted to, you know, not only see you do comedy, but like, maybe I could like hang out with someone like Todd Glass. And that's,
That's what we did.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And I was thinking last time when I talked to you about it, like, did I make it clear, like, what you mean? Most colleges, and by the way, even some shows where you end up having a really good time. I'm not saying every other show I ever did besides that one was fun. Some of them are set up in weird situations, but some of the, it ended up being great. But this was like a cultivated, you know, you branded it as a certain, they appreciated a certain type of humor. And I saw by all the comedians you booked, I went, oh, you're going to have fun. If that's the comedians that are going there, that preceded right. you, then you're, and I did. I had exactly the fun that I thought I was going to have. I go, because, I'm yeah, so they glad. Like, there were some good comedians on there. At one point, you're like, wow, I'm glad they're asking me to do it. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? You don't know that. You think, oh, he's coming here. I mean, like, oh, if they like all those comedians and they want me to come, you're like, And it was. It was exactly what I thought it would be. It was a lot of fun. And then the next time I saw you was at the back of the book, but the art gallery.
At Nerdmelt, probably?
No. Oh, yeah, I was just joking. Like the post. Where's the place I most recently... Actually, I saw you both there.
Oh, yeah.
Down the hill.
Right, that was... Rod Stewart was doing shows at people's houses, like, kind of as we were coming out of the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So, listen, we don't want to mess around now. It is time, because every show has to... You know, we have to do some serious business here. Would you like to have a bubblegum blowing contest?
You took the words out of my mouth. Okay, yeah, I would love to.
If anybody, I recommend...
Say that again.
Would anybody like to have a bubblegum? And this is not a joke. The biggest bubble. Do we have any fun? How about the fun carpet ride music? Do you want to pretend we're on a carpet ride?
Okay, I think I could get down with that.
Right? Now, you are you're like Cam. You get motion sickness?
No.
No? Oh, you're okay?
Reading, I'll usually get sick.
You'll get sick, okay. But other than that,
Other than that, so as long as I'm not reading, I'll be fine.
Okay, good. So you're not going to be reading.
I do have to catch up on this magazine real quick. I have to do a magazine report.
What?
Jack, maybe don't.
Maybe don't.
Given your history with motion.
This magic carpet ride stops, I need to turn in my magazine report for class.
This guy's going to ride 1 foot off the ground.
One foot?
So people picturing it at home, we're 1 foot off the ground, driving a magic carpet over L.A. Sometimes we got to wait in traffic. It takes away some of the romance. How much I took.
Okay.
And by the way, if someone doesn't want to do this, I totally respect it.
I'm surprised you didn't take a bite out of the big circle.
No, I do when it's almost to the end. I do. Thank you for joining the competition with seriousness. You're right. You have to put like 6 or 7 pieces in your mouth. Would you like to do it or not?
You want in? Haley, do you want in?
Can this magic carpet guy slow down?
That's perfect. Okay. Now, some people say what we should be doing right now is getting rid of the moisture in the gum. And that's why you have to chew purposefully.
I didn't know about that.
That's what I...
Jack, you're doing a great job, by the way, not reading. Mm-hmm. I know that book is right on your lap, but...
Mm. Magazine.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I remember...
All literature is book.
I could try to win dishonestly, but I'm telling you, I think our goal should be get the moisture out of the gum, which is not the fun way to enjoy gum, but
also,
for a bubble-blowing competition, we have to...
If I may, I'm enjoying the flavor.
Is there more? Oh, my God. Well, I'm good. You know what? I may as well.
Oh, no, I'm good. Hey, Todd, do you think this, like, magic carver guy can just go in a straight line?
Yes.
Jack, put the magazine down.
I had to get a magazine report.
Jack, we told you don't read the magazine.
No magazine reading.
Can you just have him stop taking windy turns?
Hold on.
Just breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth.
Deviated
Hold on. Oh, it's taken a while to get this gum ready to blow a bubble. So, hold on. Let me concentrate.
Oh, sorry,
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I want it lighter, but I didn't mean to turn it off.
I'll start it again.
Okay. Hey, on our magic carpet ride, we're going to have this bubble. We're on a magic carpet ride. Just picture it. Don't just hear the words. We're on a magical carpet ride through any air. We could be in Ireland. And What do we have on our magical carpet? Last week, you wanted a yogurt machine?
Well, kind of a... I don't know if it's exactly a machine, but... I'm more of, I just wanted the yogurt store.
The yogurt store. Full yogurt staffed. Any... Okay, so you, we have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go in, it's run, just like a regular store. Mm-hmm. But it's, people are paid more. How about if we make it a happy place? They get health insurance.
No, I like them angry.
Yeah.
I do... Jack has a point... If we pay them a little bit less, and this is true with any worker, if you pay them a little bit less,
they work harder.
They work harder.
You know, the you know, there's somewhere out there, there's some moron that said something close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you
like a lot of people have said
ba-boo,
that.
Ba-boo,
yeah, you pay them a little bit less, then they're going to work that much harder to get promoted, so then they can finally make almost a living wage.
I think that's what you do then.
That's right.
Pay them a little bit less again.
A little bit less again.
You never let them have it.
Okay, we're having a bubblegum contest, everybody. Right now, we're having a bubblegum contest. Now...
I might be ready.
I will admit... Okay. You are ready?
I might be.
Okay. You might think the listening audience at home, and I'm just saying this out of paranoia, you know, Liam, you're sitting in on the show, you might go, is the audience at home really, you know, we've been through this, myself, paranoia throughout the show, like about when we were going, and now we're doing a bubblegum. What if, this is not a crazy what if, the person, the significant other, goes, I'm going to give it another chance.
You know, third time's a charm.
I remember, and she even tells a story, or he, whatever the dynamic is, that... I didn't like this band, and I saw them twice, and I don't know why. My friend wanted me to go again, and I went, and I fucking got it after that. I'm going to give the Todd Glass, and then they turn, and they're in the car. They go, I'll drag it right here. Hey, we're having a bubblegum chewing contest. They're like, no, I'm done. I'm done right off.
Stupid.
Stupid.
They're stupid.
Okay, here we go. I still can't blow a good bubble. I think I have to concentrate. Folks that are listening do not like hearing gum chewing into the microphone. We've been this before. This is not me doing it for an ignorant reason. This is a bit in the show. We're going to be trying to get the moisture out of our gums, so we really have to concentrate. This is exhausting. I mean, I really wanted to blow a big bubble. I can... Oh.
You want a gag?
I almost swallowed it.
Oh, wow. I already
got it. It's so good. You know, I swallow truth.
Truth.
This is why I like truth. I've swallowed every piece of gum I've ever eaten.
Whoa, okay.
98% of it. If I spit it out, I don't remember, so I say 98%.
I can't get it.
And 2 years ago, I shit a bubble and ended up in the emergency room.
Did you float on your way there?
I floated on the way there. And you know that's a true story, or why would I tell you? Okay, but hold on.
I forget. Is the George Carlin the real one, or is truth fake?
Truth. Truth means real. Truth means it's new George Carlin.
Okay.
Liam, that was very good.
How big was it?
Wow. I had a pretty big one. I think we almost did.
Whoa, that was a good one. Allie's, you know, she's holding her own. Okay, hold on.
Here we go.
pretty poor showing. I hate to be real.
Be supportive.
But I won't.
No, it was good. It was a good attempt.
Be supportive. Nice. Come on, do it again, but be supportive. Ready? And really over-support me. Here we go. Ready?
Haley's got a good one. Oh, man, that was huge.
That's great, Todd.
Todd, you're doing
a
good job.
Wow.
That was Todd.
Can I tell you, I swallowed it. It was what? I was exhausted.
That's like y'all gunked up in your gut.
I couldn't. It was too much gum,
really,
maybe.
It was a really big, though.
But you know what? Also, bazooka gum, I think it turns... But that is bazooka, but it's a roll. But the bazooka...
With bubble
cake. Hold on. There you go. Liam's got... I think he's... This is...
Haley had maybe the king.
Yeah.
It's the integrity of the gum. It's not good. It's not good integrity.
It's not. You're right.
Okay.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Hey! Haley wins. I mean, it was undeniable. It was undeniable. Wow, I never... And we thought you might not even participate. Then she comes in and she wins. Wow.
Bring me sunshine.
Just take a second to breathe. A little more.
make me happy.
Shh.
All the while, in this world where we live, there should be more happiness, so much joy we can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years.
By the way, for the listening audience, I was telling Joe, but trying to whisper it, I'm going to let this song breathe, like when I want it, just so people know.
And then, and it's
I can't breathe. The person is so off on what it is. I don't think he can breathe.
Be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Hop the bubble zoot that today. Hop the bubble zoot doot doot.
Bring me sunshine.
In your smile.
In your smile.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
All the while.
All the while.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness, so much joy we can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me
I forgot to press record.
Through the years,
never bring me
any tears. Let your arms be as warm as
the sun. You know what we should do? Like some of those shows, they improv a song. People love that. You know, we just... No, I don't want to do it. I'm tired.
Oh, come
I'm tired
on,
to even do it bad.
Todd.
We have professional musicians what do we, in the room. We can improvise
like, give us
anything.
A topic? Oh, yeah. You want to... So seriously? So you can... Like, what? How would we even start to improvise a song? Like, who decides?
You do.
I do.
This is your podcast.
So it's a song about... Do we have that guitar riff? It could be about trucks.
Remember oh, shit. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I got that one. Hold on.
Sorry. Is everybody good? Are you good?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to do the jelly bean contest. Sorry. Right. The music... Can we get the...
I got it. Don't worry.
Let me hear the guitar thing, because I want to know what I've built.
I didn't stop the other one.
That's all right.
Wait, yeah, I did.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
I just defend you no matter what you say.
Sure. I was supposed to
stop.
You know what you're doing.
This is what we're going to do in a minute.
Stopped. Here we go. Okay.
It's all right. That's how I want to be talked to. So then. You can get it out of the way right now. I don't even know what the bit is, but I just feel like all just overly stereotypical. Oh, I get to decide. I get to decide.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you're an improv troupe?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Now, look, I'm not shitting around anymore, and I told you that last week.
Yeah.
We do a real show. You know, mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
So we are going to, you're going to be an improv troupe. Hold on, let me put a little reverb in your mics.
Hey,
you're
what's wrong? What a long
time. Chad, what's going on?
Oh, what's wrong? Why the...
Oh, did we...
So you're at a comedy club.
I think we forgot somebody's birthday.
Oh, is that why you keep... Oh, come on, everybody. Let's do it up. I didn't even think about it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey.
Hey,
I like your sound, kid.
Yeah, you really want to give us a thing with the record deal? Okay, so do we have some game show? Something like game showy.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
Should we?
We'll make
consider.
Regis.
I know you swallowed your gum. Should the rest of us consider spitting
hours
out?
Yeah. Do you want to get a piece of paper and do that?
A napkin or something.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna spit mine directly into Jack's mouth.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'll make a big bubble.
Who won't make a big bubble?
We're gonna make the biggest bubble of the night.
Accumulate all the gum in Jack's
mouth. And really
and then he could
set the record.
It out. We could save paper. Yeah. Hey, folks, this is Todd Glass. We're spitting our gum out on the Todd Glass Show, just so you know.
I think I had too much.
I know. I feel bad for... That was not a good idea. Well, I mean, next time I'll take less gum. Because when I'm driving in the car and I chew a piece of bazooka, you know the squares that are always too hard?
Yeah.
It's like a minute later I can blow a bubble. And I just thought more would be better. But that's
sometimes
that gum is softer.
That makes me think of something, which I think might be. I don't know. I just thought of this right now. But like, what do you guys think about the phrase "less is more"?
I've never heard that.
I get it.
You think that like could like catch on? Like, do you think it could catch on?
Less is more.
Less is more.
Yeah. Because like more or less is a saying.
Thank you.
So less is more. Like the flip.
More is less.
I'd buy like a T-shirt.
All right. For 1,000, if I gave you $6,000, mm-hmm. would you wear a shirt that says?
There we go. I
that
love
says,
this. Can you get the game show music for this?
So Jack, I have. This is a serious question.
He already wore.
Yeah.
He won.
Right.
Now, where is
we
he
did
at?
That. So now, okay. For $6,500.
Yep.
Would you wear a shirt that says "less is more" to bed?
To bed.
To with like with a significant other.
No. Just to go to sleep.
Oh, I would do it.
Hold on, that's kind of not asking the question.
I know, you didn't ask me.
I'm asking Jack. So
am I going to bed alone as usual?
I was just saying, I know you didn't ask me, but I was saying, if you did, I was just, oh my God, I can't do anything right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Canceled. I believe I was asking you a question.
Yeah, Jack. Is he even a contestant? Who is he?
I don't know who that is.
Just chiming in. Look, listen.
This audience member, how did they get a mic?
That seems rude.
Anyway, as I was saying, for $65,000.
Oh, $1,000, okay.
Would you wear a shirt that says,
yes.
That says, it's hot, I'm not.
Well, I would probably, well, no, if it says,
not
a bread, I know.
Well, it's kind of kind of weird that you're chiming in when I'm asking Jack a question.
All right. Todd is performatively putting his hand over his mouth as though to say, I won't say anything. Anyway, Jack, for $650,000, would you wear a shirt that says, less is more to bed?
Is it my bed?
Yes.
In my house?
Yes.
Am I alone?
Yes.
$650,000?
And I give you $650,000 for every minute you're asleep.
Now, is this USD, Canadian, Australian?
This is your standard American dollar, and I will give it to you in cash.
That's
$6.5 million dollars per minute.
It just went down.
Can I ask a question?
Can I call my phone a friend?
Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? It's to bed.
Jesus
no one's going to see it.
Jack, you ever meet someone who just like doesn't get it?
Oh my God, I'm telling.
Yeah, right?
Oh, you're in big trouble. I know the owner of this podcast. I know the owner of this podcast. I know the owner of the podcast.
So for $65 million per second that you're asleep, would you wear a shirt that says less is more? And it's kind of faded on the shirt. It's mostly just like a white tee. But like if you look really closely, you can tell at one point.
Like I should have washed it inside out this whole time.
Yeah.
Can we pull the audience?
Okay, can I be Regis Philbin and join this bid?
It's a two-host
show. Ladies and gentlemen, television icon Regis Philbin.
Hey!
Thank you very much.
He was in the bathroom.
It's hard to do Regis unless you get a refresher, but...
Stop breaking.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so here we're going to play Guess the Jelly Bean.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, wait, what bit were we doing?
Okay.
No, there was no other bit. Regis, you were in the bathroom, and we were just killing time until you got back here so we could focus on Guess the Jelly Bean.
I'm going to trust you to pull one out with the spoon and not look, and then look at it and hold it up without you looking.
Okay.
I'm going to trust that.
Okay. So I'm going to
is Guess the Flavor of the Jelly Bean.
I'm going to take this.
Your name is, hello, Joe. You're from, you grew up in the Pittsburgh area. Is that correct?
I grew up.
I'm going to try to be as close to Regis as I can be. Not the impression, but the tonality, too.
That's correct, Regis. I grew up in.
And you'd be nervous as you would if you were talking to Regis.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's right.
Be nervous,
I'm proud.
You know.
I'm proud to be, have
from
grown
Baltimore.
Up in the North Hills of Pittsburgh.
Well, some good Italian food out there. We were out there a year ago, and the nice people in Baltimore.
Yes.
Now you're a comic, they tell me.
I am. Yeah, I'm a working stand-up comedian, Regis. That's correct.
Well, that's awesome. Are you enjoying it out there? You do basically go on the road?
Yeah, if I'm lucky, I go out and do clubs all across
you fuck
the
a lot out there?
Regis, that seems inappropriate for ABC.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you here. Now,
thank you, Regis.
Look, you won last week. You went out of here with...
a lot of... I don't want to brag, but a lot of money.
You left here with... You could walk right now after we... ask you to play another round of Guess This Jelly Bean.
Right.
You could walk.
I could walk.
With $800,000.
$800,000, more money than I've ever seen in my life.
What could you do with $800,000? Could it change your life?
I mean, it's yeah.
What would you do with
Regis,
money? What would you do with $800,000?
$800,000. I feel like I could have a
Wow, a nice. Well, you could have a lot of nice dinners, I would imagine.
No, I'm just thinking like one. All on big one dinner. To rule them all.
Well, I like your tonality, and you certainly have a great sense of humor, and we wish you luck.
Thank
Are you
going
to want to play another round of Guess the Flavor of the Jelly Bean, or do you want to walk with?
Walk
let's
with
raise it. With 8 million. Eight million. Let's get the bit
million.
Going.
I could walk with the 8 million.
$8 million. What could you do with $8 million?
$8 million.
What would you do with $8 million, Joe Kowalski?
Man. I could.
Could it help you on the road doing stand up?
First off, it's Quazala, but we just met.
Quazala.
So
I just met you, and I have a.
You have a degenerative brain disease. but that's. But, you know, and we are. You did ask me if I wanted to play for the charity, but
yes.
Again, it's for
what
me.
Charity? Tell everybody
well,
who
I don't
you're playing for.
You know what? I'm playing for me.
Tell everybody your passcode to your account. Joe.
All right, so I have $8 million.
Walk with $8 million right
bank,
now.
I could walk away with.
You
could
walk, or
right
you're
going to
play for $30 million.
$30 million
to guess the flavor of the jelly bean.
And that and 30
it's a
million,
tough decision.
$30 million, Regis. That is a nice.
And Joe is nice of a young man as you are. We do have to get a final answer on that.
All right, so.
Do you want to walk or do you
no,
want to talk?
I think I want. To
Are you a
wanna,
talker? Are you a walker?
I mean. Regis, you know, I'm ready to walk the walk. Let's play for the $30 million.
All right. Do we have a bang next to that? Like, wow. Let's do it again. Ready? Are you going to take the $30 million?
Well, let's review where I'm at, Regis. I could take, I've won $8
million. You won $8
million.
Could
walk,
you could walk right
walk
now
with
$8 million.
Full.
Tonality of my voice, tonality of my voice.
I could take the $8 million.
And
or
walk.
And that's a lot of money. That is that's a nice dinner.
That's a nice dinner. Or
but
you could go for $20 trillion.
I could play for $20 trillion. And Regis.
Don't punch me. Can we just make it you already run $20 trillion, and now you're thinking you should go more, or would $80 million be enough to make the bid fun?
I think $80
million. Okay. So you just won. You went out of here with a big bang last week, and you walked out of this studio with more money than we have ever, or any show, I've been told.
No, it's a record.
You walked out of here with $80 million you could give to your favorite charity.
Yeah. Again, well,
should you just walk
you did,
right now?
You did ask me if I wanted to play for charity, and I said no. I also
You did say no. So you're playing for yourself. Joe, could you walk with $80 million? What could you do with $80
million? $80 million is a lot of money, Regis.
You could start your own charity.
I could start my own charity. I could do a lot of good. But also, man, I could get a really nice sandwich.
You could go, well, you could probably buy a whole restaurant.
Well, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I would just
well,
like
listen,
a one
$80 million, are you going to go for $1 trillion to guess the flavor of that jelly bean?
$80 million
or are you going to walk with the $80
million? But here's the thing, Regis. $1 trillion is so much more than $80 million.
So you're going to play?
I'm going to play.
And then we get that bang on the board? Shut the fuck
play.
Up.
It's I'm a real.
All righty. Well,
so,
take the jelly bean out. We've talked a lot. We must move
all right.
to get this.
So there's a jelly bean.
Okay,
I'm
I
not,
saw it.
You know, I'm
I trust you.
It, but everybody else is.
I trust
is
you, truth. I trust you. So I'll even stop doing Regis, if not by the request of everybody in the room. It is so much fun to do, though. You're going to guess the flavor of that jelly bean. What is the flavor, Joe,
oh my goodness.
Of the jelly bean?
Holy Lord. It's extraordinarily fruity.
And your family's here. You have your mom and your grandmother in the audience. And this is your brother
Joe.
Over here. And this is your significant other, your girlfriend.
That's
well,
right.
Look at that. A lot of people are rooting for you here today. And what is the flavor of that jelly bean? For $1 trillion.
For $1 trillion, I'm going to guess that it's cherry.
You are right. Come on. Oh, you just won $1 trillion. Are you going to take
Happy
that trillion?
Birthday to
and
you.
On my birthday of all days.
It's your birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Let's commit.
To you.
You just won $1 trillion. What could you do with $1 trillion? Almost torturous knowing what he's going to do with $1 trillion.
$1 trillion is a lot of money.
What would you do with $1 trillion? Are you going to walk with $1 trillion?
Well, here's the deal.
Are you going to pay for 20
okay.
trillion?
$1 trillion could buy a nice birthday cake.
You could buy a whole bakery.
Well,
that's my go-to line.
Well, that's not what I said.
Oh.
I want $1 trillion cake.
What would you do with $1 trillion?
I would purchase a really nice birthday cake.
What would you do with $2 trillion?
Is that what's on the line?
For $45 trillion. All right.
this bit.
Don't we have Run from the Bit?
Run.
Oh, this is the best. It closes out any bit. There's, oh, no. But you guessed right.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And now if you'd like to enjoy some, just...
maybe you'll have some just off, for enjoyable. Off the clock.
Off the clock.
run from the bit.
Run.
I'm not trying to say it to depress anybody. But we're going in, like, for the clothes. I'd rather have a long time to go to clothes. We have, like... 20 minutes.
Wow.
Will the Todd Glass Show? We'll be right back. The Todd Glass Show. We'll be right back. You gotta stay through the commercials till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is the short after show. I've heard that the shorter sometimes for the after show is better. People go, I don't have time to listen to the Todd Glass Show, but I do listen to the after show sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we recap what we did in the first show if they didn't listen to the first one?
Maybe we should spend the rest of our...
I talked about my teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, and this is honest to God, I can name every teacher I've ever had in order. I don't know if that's like a weird thing, but like I recall every teacher I've had, and I can name all of them. From kindergarten to 12th grade.
All of them?
Yeah, in order. I like have a pretty good memory. Haley could attest to that. I can name every teacher I've ever had in order.
That is, first of all, I'm in awe of that.
Yeah?
Because, well...
See, to me, it's not weird, because it's like you spend almost a year with that person every single day. Like, of course I want to remember their name.
Yeah, but you're aware most people can't do that.
I do.
I could rattle off 10 teachers, 15 even.
Yeah.
But then, can you go... I'll give you the opportunity.
Sure. Okay. Great.
We'll start with first grade?
I can start with kindergarten.
Kindergarten. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So every teacher I've ever had. All right. Can we start with kindergarten?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
What the fuck? You don't waste any time. All talk and then...
First grade. You can go to first grade.
All right, thank you. We'll skip kindergarten.
No one remembers that.
I can't remember. It's too young.
Memory's not forming.
All right, we'll start with first grade.
Actually, I do. I agree. Like, I think I know what happened was because you don't really remember kindergarten, and I'm thinking you're... First grade,
you're actually like...
You're talking back and forth.
Like reading, writing, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right.
First grade.
All right, okay. First grade teacher.
Oh, it's the same.
Fuck!
Man, woman?
You're all right. Can you want to just name one? How about that?
Just one. One's good.
You want to do that?
Just one. One's fine.
What's the matter? Hold on. Shut the music off. Are you okay? Oh, no. Why?
Because
you're embarrassed?
I didn't go to school.
Oh, that's okay. Guess what? I barely did.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Oh.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Did you graduate from...
I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
What do we get here?
Oh, shit!
I like that. I'm chewing jelly beans into the mic. I think I'm up! It might be time for me to quit the podcast. Let me know... Email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com if you think it's time. Be nice. Go, Todd, we love you, but
Oh, wow. The emails are coming in fast.
Oh, you know what?
Your iPad is glowing.
Wow.
Like, it's vibrating so much, it's starting to get hot.
Oh, Gmail crashed.
Shit. Let me see if my Gmail. Maybe
is it positive?
Gmail. My Gmail.
Is it positive?
My Gmail's down too.
Is it positive?
It wasn't looking
so
positive.
Yeah.
But I wanted
to see which way you guys would go. All my bits are positive.
Yeah.
Guess the flavor. We did that. We had a bubble contest.
I guess you could say I went to the school of hard knocks.
Oh shit! Oh shit! Let's find something even better. Can you turn the volume up? If it fucks this up, I'll go through and I'll edit. Turn it up a little bit, especially for this bit. Okay, go ahead. I went to the school of hard knocks. Oh, shit! Now let's find out. Let's just see if we find.
Yeah,
that is the best one so far.
That's good.
But let's try it. Let's see what we're going
to
do.
Todd, here's the thing. He didn't go to school. Oh. I went to the school of hard knocks.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh. I didn't go to school.
Oh, really?
I went to the school of hard knocks. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Now let's try something else. I didn't go to school.
Wait, you didn't go to school?
I went to the school of hard knocks.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are. How important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too.
You know what?
No, that's not a good one.
But that did kind of make me a little bit emotional. This is truth. Mr. Rogers is from Pittsburgh.
That's true.
He's from Pittsburgh, and so I'm from Pittsburgh, and so that was, you know, stirring up emotions with me because I actually, you know, I watched Mr. Rogers, but I didn't go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks.
Oh shit! Oh shit! You know what? I didn't go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Yeah, but we're going to do new ones every time.
Oh. Maybe vary it up.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know what? I didn't go to school. I'm sorry. You don't think? I went to the school of hard knocks.
Sometimes it may be good. Sometimes it may be shit.
Well, that's weird. Honestly, that's kind of weird that you say that, Todd. Because
it makes anything funny.
Well, okay.
You know what I mean?
That might be true. But I didn't go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks.
Paramount Plus. Boop-a-ba-ba-ba-ba-doo-be-doo-doo. The Todd Glass Show is on HBO Max, but we can't afford that jingle. So we play Paramount Plus.
Give yourself the gift of Paramount Plus.
There you go. Paramount Plus, everybody. It's something. And my show's on HBO Max. Do you have that? Oh, thank you.
That's good. Hey,
this is a little.
Hold on. Well, just hearing that and like a piano and stuff reminded me I didn't actually go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks.
Oh. That's. It's all with the jingle. You know what? Because I didn't go. Let me get my own catchphrase. I shouldn't steal yours.
I mean,
no, just do it.
Yeah, it's consistent, so we can.
Sorry, I didn't know I was doing it right when I was doing it wrong. I didn't go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks. Did you go to school?
It's funny that you asked, because I actually didn't go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
And that is true. No, it is. That's a real... Oh, my God. What am I going to make it up?
No, it's a real stat.
I actually wouldn't know. I didn't go to school. I went to the school of hard knocks.
run, run, run.
Oh,
run
no!
from the bit.
Run, run, run. Run,
run, run, run from the bit. Away from it, from the bit. You got me running from the bit, away from America.
from the pit, run, Frank, run from the pit.
Wait, what is this?
Oh!
Oh, that's...
Oh!
No, don't. Don't. Why do you have that on here?
Let's do that bit. We go around the room. We all claim it was about us, and we have to make up a reason. I'll go first. But it's... Oh, that... What, that?
Yeah. Hold on, play it again.
Somehow they played it. They recorded me. No.
This is you?
It is me, but when you hear the truth about it, you're going to feel stupid.
Whoa.
Let it go.
No, 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 no.
What? Why are you yelling no?
I'm not. Are you, play it.
It's playing.
Yeah, but I can't hear it.
No, 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 no.
I know what it sounds like. I'm not stupid. It's
are you like
that was me?
Are you on top of a ladder?
When I tell you what that is, you're going to feel silly. I was at the going up to the Getty Center on that tram.
Yeah.
And you get going and here, right here. When it starts picking up the speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I was. It's not what you think. I wasn't. I know what you think. It sounds like I'm. I get what I get.
It's
now here, right here. You know when it turns the corner? Here, listen. And my friend had a recorder. Big deal.
But
he's trying to make me look like an idiot.
You sound scared of me.
You sound scared.
Like, here, listen here. Listen here. I'll explain it. You'll get it. Just listen. Okay. Remember?
Yeah.
Whoa. No, no.
It's a really speed.
It's a really slow tram. We understand that it was on the tram and that the tram might be moving.
But I was lying. Like I was lying, honestly.
You're scared.
And can I just get the elephant out of the room? You think it's me
being afraid.
Pleasuring myself.
I mean,
be honest.
I was
going to
go with the story about the tram, but yeah, my first thought was this sounds a lot like.
I'll tell you what it is. And I swear to God, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I was at the ice cream aisle at Vaughn's, and I couldn't believe how many ice cream flavors there were. And I was I remember looking over and seeing like there were 30 types of Ben and Jerry's. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well,
can't believe
we've all been on the road together, right?
Yeah.
So. When we were sharing a room, Joe, remember he was in the adjoining room and we heard this through the wall?
Well,
yeah, because I...
It was the exact same length and the same...
You're going to feel so stupid.
This is a 28-minute recording, too, which is exactly how long we timed it.
Yeah, because we always bring stopwatches with us.
In Milwaukee, yeah.
We went and we timed it.
We called it the Milwaukee Moans.
You're going to feel so embarrassed. I was... Looking online, I was going to do DoorDash, and I was looking at the flavors of ice cream.
Todd. You need to be sex positive.
No.
Guys, I'm not sex. You actually go because I'm embarrassed. You think if I was just say it, master, whatever, I would just say, yeah, you got me. I'm not. That's not an unhealthy thing to do, but I wasn't.
I know an orgasm when I hear one.
I swear
I know
to God.
One.
Okay, now guess what? It's your turn. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, we found this. Somebody sent this in. I don't know if it's someone that knows you.
Okay.
But they recorded you without you know. Sure. Would you rather me not play it on the podcast? Seriously.
No. It's totally fine.
What is this? And by the way, I don't like to be gotcha journalism. But
you're curious.
Because you did this to me once a year ago, and I don't remember.
Okay.
And by the way, I laughed it off. I was fun. But now we get this in, and I said, no, we don't do this type of stuff. And you even said off the air, you go, Todd, I did that to you. Just
yeah. Here, I mean, and listen,
this?
Todd, we're friends. And,
what
I'm
is this?
Happy
is this you masturbating? And so is this, it's your, it could have been Haley that sent it in, and maybe she went to work one day. And left the phone.
No.
What is this then?
No.
What is it? Seriously.
No, I mean,
be as hard on him as you were on me.
I just wanted to hear it.
Yeah. What is that?
What it was.
What is that?
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are all kind of coming at me like, okay, I know what it is, and you don't know what it is because it's something that's very specific to me. I have a very special steroid inhaler.
A steroid inhaler.
And a steroid inhaler that I have for my life-threatening asthma.
Okay.
And so when
you're breathing.
I take a puff of the asthma. And in order for the medication that saves my life to work, I need to make this noise.
Are you breathing in?
No, obviously I'm not breathing in. I breathe in, and then in order to activate the medicine, the steroid, I then have to breathe out.
It's a noise-activated steroid gas.
Not noise-activated. Obviously, there's breath.
Joe.
What?
First of all,
what?
Masturbation is a healthy thing. I'm only doing this to you because a year ago, you played it. My ex recorded me and sent it in, and you got all the laughs out of it. So I just can't believe you can't laugh this off. You're saying
it's not, well, it's not what it is.
It's an inhaler.
I'd be the first person to admit.
What is this again?
This is, I take a puff of my steroid inhaler that saves my life every time I take it.
You shouldn't be.
Well, where is that inhaler?
Where is
if
it?
It's, if you need it for, to save your life, where is it? You should always have it.
I take it once in the morning, once at night. I'll probably take it in like 3 or 4 hours. I don't need it right now.
And that's what this is.
I take a puff of, I don't know how many times I have to explain this to you guys.
Hold on, I hear you saying
that. I take a puff of my steroid inhaler that saves my life. And then to activate the medication, I then make this noise. Why is that so weird for you guys to understand? Do you want me to be dead? Is that what this is about? Don't take your medication, Joe. Don't do your inhaler.
No, I'll tell you what I think you're doing. You're trying to, I think you're trying to make us feel bad. I don't think it has anything to do with you dying. You're trying to play that up like, oh, we can't even make a joke about it because this is something that saves your life. And I know it doesn't sound like it. Let it breathe. It doesn't sound like this. Shut up for 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, it's me coming.
Happy birthday to Chad. Happy birthday to Chad. Happy birthday to dear Chad. Happy birthday to you. That is right up my alley, that bit. Hey, can I tell you, this is the truth. This is the truth. You have something you brought in. It's Jack. And someone recorded him secretly, sent it.
Oh, yeah,
hey, by the way,
yeah. I didn't want to have to. I mean, like, I thought I brought it and thought it might be fun.
Jack, do you want to do this?
For me to play this.
Yeah,
good idea.
I didn't know that we would have time, but, you know, it seems like we do.
And by the way, I asked you if you don't want to be embarrassed, you know, it's fine. But
Get embarrassed. So it's fine.
Once I heard that, I was like, that's fine. We can play this on the podcast. That's totally cool.
And you know what? Even in my stupid bit, I have to make it sense that we're. Like being mean. Like, why would we find that video? My play. It's all because we all did this to each other before. In my mind, you did this to me a year ago. Now we got one on you.
I mean,
you.
I just played it. I didn't bring any of those clips in previously.
One of our listeners sent this in, and I'm going to tell you. They said it's him. This is the truth on the bus.
I'll let you know.
He was taking the bus to. Where do you take the bus to, by the way? That's good for you. You're great.
I just take the Santa Monica Blue Line.
Okay cool,
great.
Cool.
Yeah, and listen, we're all friends, and this is all in good fun.
And somebody said, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said they had their phone. They were recording you.
Yep.
Go play.
Yeah,
honestly,
I think we should play it.
Do you think it's worth getting some bus noise?
No, I think it's understood. It's understood.
Okay, it's understood.
And I really I want to be clear. Yeah.
I mean, if we don't need to add bus noise. So this is you.
So you're admitting it's you. I mean, I haven't heard it yet.
Let me hear it.
But yeah, I will admit it if it's me.
I can tell. I have a. Let it breathe. Well, it's you.
Who is it?
Whoa!
I don't think it sounds like it.
No!
It does set.
No!
Stop. Hold on.
Woohoo!
You do a sound. I'll try to replicate it just to see if it is me.
I mean, I feel like we've heard it.
Let me turn this off.
Now, Jack, can I ask, are you attempting to prove this is you? Because you're doing a good job.
Yeah, thank you. That's what he goes. He goes, here's him. Here's what it sounded like to me. Hold on.
No.
Yeah, here's him to me. Oh, no, that's not me.
I don't know if it sounds like me.
Hard to do that voice.
But you seem to do it with ease, which is just, you know, we want to know is
this you? Why are you trying to beat around the...
It just doesn't sound like something I would
let it breathe. You listen to this for 30 seconds, you tell me that's not you. And be honest.
No.
Whoa. I just don't think that's you. I would put on my kid's life, but this isn't me. I put on my kid's life, this isn't me.
Even Liam is over there, and we're not even asking him to be involved. I hope you don't. He's going, it sounds like him.
Yeah.
If I can advance the kind of questions a little bit, Jack, we know it's you.
We know it's
but
you.
But here's the now it's your
chance. What, do you have a video or something?
Yes. Now it's your chance to explain what you're doing.
Yeah, okay, so here's the video.
Look,
there's
the video.
Bus.
Yeah.
And there's their jacket, obviously the same jacket you're wearing now. What's going on? Okay, but we only have today. Half the shot.
So, all right. So now it's not even a question of, oh, that's not me. Now just explain to us what's going on.
Tell
us
the truth.
So there is a blanket over my lap.
Yes.
But that's just because I'm playing Fortnite on my Nintendo Switch. And I just didn't want anyone looking over. And I'm not good at... I'm not good at building in Fortnite. It's one thing I'm really bad at.
You know what?
That makes sense. Good at building
I'm actually really bad at building. So
right. I believe
Jack,
you.
I'm sorry.
No, I really am. I was so adamant that I thought that was
confusing,
him.
Confusing.
But
yeah.
You, I had... what do you think? Do we got any magic? How do I look? Let me see what I look like. I'm so paranoid.
I'm not recording. This is live.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Shut the front door. I don't mean the curse. Sorry.
Oh, no.
That's what you do us live doing? People are... There's no chance this show is
I saw a
take
comment
off.
That said this is what TikTok should be used for.
Oh,
so.
Thank you very much. God bless America. Land that I love. Should we do our group that can sing Fever, but we really can't sing, but we get hired for a hotel lobby, and we just play a pre-recorded track, but the three of us, we have no other way to make a living, so we just sing songs to tracks, and we just know it well enough. Is that something funny there?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's do it. Here we go. We're three brothers or whatever. We have to... We can't... We just... A hotel lobby. We hope no one's listening. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Never know how much I love. Never know. A little bit of it. When your memories around me, see after you magic time, you give me fear. Huh. This isn't going over. We're not going to... TikTok! We got to think of a funny idea for TikTok! Come on, guys. We got to think of something good for TikTok.
Todd!
What?
Relax!
No, I can't relax! How can I relax? What's something good?
Third boxcar, midnight train.
That's all right, I like it.
A destination, Bangor, Maine.
Oh, by the way, we can promote this if we're live. Let's promote this.
I ain't got no...
Let's promote this if we're live.
You want to know this.
Pay attention, TikTok.
Pay attention. Next week. Next week. Next week. You want more?
One more.
Well,
Papa.
We have to go in. We're basically, we have to think. This is what
we
I like to do.
We have to come up with gold in the moment.
No.
In the moment.
Something we love to close with. We could take 5 minutes discussing what we're going to close
we
with.
We never did the fake country song you wanted to do.
I don't want to put that pressure on you. Do you want that responsibility?
I'm not sure what...
I'm not sure either. That was why I didn't want to lob it at you. What could we do for TikTok? We're live right now. Does anybody have any questions?
Oh, there you go. There's questions.
And how do I look? Because it's important. Well, you always say that, and I think that's kind of you, but I've seen pictures where I'm like literally, like, I look grotesque in my face.
Yes,
and
but that's like good. That's like base
that's
level.
Like signature time.
Don't
guys.
Even. Why do
Todd.
A bit based on my insecurities?
Todd.
Is that what I do on
I'm
this
sorry,
show?
I'm sorry, Todd. I was drinking this. Is this filtered water?
Yep.
Is this filtered?
Oh, I don't mean to brag. You are a genius. And then we'll think of what to close with. I don't mean to brag. But is what?
So hold on. I, at first, I was like, "This is probably tap,
oh yeah, yeah, go
tap
go
water.
Go do it
but
again."
Was,
this is
tap water.
What is this bit called?
Like the humble.
The bad bragger. Bad, the guy who brags about nothing.
Yeah, bad brags.
Title it up. Put it on the opening. Blink it. The bad bragger. Make a whole video out
so
of it.
So I was, you know,
edit it cheesy with 70 edit
I,
styles.
You know something, Todd? I expected just the tap water, but it tastes good. Is this? Do you mean to tell me?
Well, it's Brita, but not to brag. I change my Brita filter every single day.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not
really
to
something.
Brag.
Yeah. No.
Not to brag.
See, every single day.
Every single
there's
day.
Almost...
Matter of fact, I throw out my toothbrush every single day and start with a clean toothbrush. It's just, you know, after I got the 10-year-old Tom money, I started doing all these little sort of, you know, these weird things. You know what I mean?
Huh,
that
interesting.
I don't care what it costs.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about, like, is there anything I even do daily? Like, sure, you know, I'll shower.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa. This is a highfalutin over here.
Whoa. La, just, la, la.
I will shower. And I didn't want to bring this up, but I'll shampoo my hair. to.
Wow.
Every day, even though it's bad for your hair and it deploys all, it gets all the I don't know, the stats.
Oils
out of your hair. Well, hey, I don't mean to brag, but
say it. You can say it. I know that we're, you know, we could be a little judgmental.
No,
you know, we can rib you, but I want you to be honest.
I have over $780 in a savings account for when I retire.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
I had one and I couldn't think of it.
Wow.
I really had a good brag.
$780.
What type of show do I have where I can't think of funny stuff in the moment? Maybe it's time to give it up.
No, Todd, no.
All right.
Come on, Todd.
I take the bait easily. Oh, the humble brag. Whatever. I think you can edit that. No, you can't. I'm sorry. Let me try again. Oh, I don't mean to brag.
Okay.
But I have over 6 matching cups and saucers.
Wow. Matching. Okay. All right, Todd. Interesting. I think about matching. That just reminded me. Growing up, my brother and I had the same Game Boy.
Wow. I always wanted a circle driveway when I was younger, but my parents thought that was peculiar.
Wow.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to do this now because then we could sort of know what we're doing. But I'm hungry. I don't want to put any pressure on anyone, but anybody that does want to stick around will order some food. I just say that now. That way we're knowing what we're going to do.
And everyone watching live is invited.
Oh, wait. We're live still.
Come on down.
Are people saying anything?
Do you like chicken?
You want to answer questions real quick?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, I can get the recording of the whole live if it didn't get demonetized.
What can we do with that?
I've had dinner before.
You had dinner already?
I've had it before. Not today, but in the past.
What'd you have for dinner?
Not today.
I know, but yesterday.
Yesterday? Yesterday? Oh, we ate out, didn't we?
Where?
We went to...
Well, we have video of you eating. Was the food this good? Because we have someone recorded you.
Oh, yeah.
At this. What's the restaurant you go to?
Oh!
Is this you at the restaurant?
Oh!
Yeah, well, the food was good.
Oh!
I know, but this is a little... I don't... You represent the show in a weird way, and I know that sounds crazy, but like...
I was having a good time at dinner.
Hold on, Joe. Hold on. Let me turn it off. Didn't you come up to me and say when you're eating at that place that you like, that food that has, it's really good.
Chinese food.
What's the name of it?
Woon.
And you love it.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, these people came over. They're like, we saw you from the Todd Glass Show. You said that.
Right, it was
and
really.
Then we get this. There's the video. We put the video up. It's obviously they're wearing the same jacket.
It kind of feels like you're shaming me for.
You're saying this was because the food was good.
But the food hadn't been. They just took your order.
They just took your order, the guy said. In the video right there, they're taking your order. All you're doing is sipping on the tea. Is the hot tea this good?
Yes!
No!
You're drinking.
Why is that so weird?
You're right now.
I can have tea that's not good. Like I can't.
You're telling me you're at a restaurant and you think to make this noise throughout the restaurant. Listen. What's happening here at the restaurant?
Again,
you're talking over it, so we can't hear the absurdity.
Tell us what's happening.
How about for 10 seconds? Tell us what. Try to remember, and then on the flip, on the other side of this 10 seconds, what were you making that sound for? Here we go.
Wow! No! Wow!
What was that?
I was having a good time at the restaurant with my girlfriend.
Wow!
Is that so weird? You're all looking at me, judging me, as though you haven't gone to a place to eat and had a grand old time and let yourself enjoy things. How about you let yourself enjoy things? Everything about that? Jack? Everything about that? Todd?
No!
I can't let people enjoy things. I don't want people to enjoy stuff.
You know what? People think in a podcast you can't get a genuine round of applause. I think you can. I think just like a live audience, sometimes you feel it in a room. We did it. Remember everyone said, you're not going to do an hour and a half show.
We did it!
Here's what we'll close with.
We did it.
I want a song. So that's what we're doing. We're going in. What's a fun song? Is there a sing-along we could all do? Or just a simple feel-good? We go to close in 2 minutes. We had a great time. We don't have to think of anything. It's easy. Liam, can you sing a big song for us?
This shit's bananas.
Is that a song?
Liam, yeah. Take us out with... Liam, you're going to take us out, baby, with the biggest, best song that's ever been written.
Yeah. Don't fuck it up.
All right,
what if he
Liam.
Belted out a song and we're like, shut the
oh
fuck
God,
up.
He's an
like,
opera
singer. Oh! What's this?
This shit is bananas.
Perfect. I love it.
Just like you said, we're all singing along.
We're singing along. I think we should do it. Let it go. I don't know the words to this. I'll try to whistle along. All right, everybody. That's the show. Thank you. Just getting started. That's our pre-show. Now let's get into the shit. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Sorry, the live. Next time we'll.
We love you, live.
What do we play?
We love you,
what
live.
What do we go out with this?
Follow me at JOEKWA.
Yes, is there
TikTok
anything?
Live.
Where do they follow you at?
Joe Kwa on Instagram, TikTok, JoeKJoeK on Twitter.
People can decide whether this song is really, really bad or oddly they like it or whatever, but it's what we're closing with. So, you know, I think that's on the good song. All right, we're done. I didn't know. Now, rolling, Mr. Rogers.
Oh.
No, that was right. I decided.
Can I answer any questions?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Do we get one question out?
Yeah. One question.
Oh, yeah, what
let's
happened
do a question.
With that? Oh, should we keep going?
Sidetracking it.
Let's so we can give them a little bit something live. I think we should
okay,
answer.
You're right. You're right. Now we're going to continue the podcast. So continue the podcast. We're not stopping.
Rogers.
Go ahead.
Are you still grabbing the Starbucks off the counter?
No, I never. You know what? No, I don't do that. That was a bit.
No, that was a joke. Okay,
no,
next question.
Look, I'm out of paranoia. I'm going to say this. Sometimes I'll do something that's so absurd that it's a bit. I'm not trying to fool anybody. Like those videos where they
yeah.
And then I go, and then someone will go, oh, that, you know, that didn't happen. I go, yeah, well, that's, you know, that's sort of the thing.
Oh,
but
man.
Anyway.
That is truly, I mean, that's the nature of the internet. And I feel like sometimes you have to ride that line to get something that'll take off because you kind of need half the people to be like, is this guy for real?
Yeah, that's the hard part for me. I want to tell everybody.
Yeah,
no,
you want everyone to be in on the joke.
I want everyone to be in on
it
the joke.
It is so hard to get that across online.
That's so funny. Yeah, I never heard. I do want everyone to be in on the joke. I there's an art to that other side. But anyway, who gives a fuck? No one gives a fuck, and I'm sorry for talking about it.
Oh, no, you got, like, more viewers for talking about it.
I did? Well, what else? What other questions?
Okay. How'd you get to be so handsome, Todd?
I listen, Joe, are
I
you? I know. I saw you over there. You think I'm going to take the bait and really answer? Well, to be honest, I went through a lot
of
different hairstyles
procedures.
And a lot of surgical procedures, and I had a head transplant in 1988, when right after high school, and I had a head transplant. A kid, a sad, very sad story about, and you know the story.
Yeah, of course.
And
I mean,
kid,
he had your
he had,
head. What we know to be your head was not your head.
No, this
and
is
your actual head is on.
My head is on.
We I don't even
we don't
say
know
it.
What happened to it. Yeah. That, when they were cutting my head off, but they gave me his head, and he was very handsome, and he got run over by a bus. Mm-hmm. Everything was squished to
and
pieces.
It was weird,
except
to,
his head.
Yeah, and then to see. Yeah.
And they glued it on back then. Honestly, I swear to God, with Elmer's glue. That's what they did back then.
Wow. The glue sticks.
The glue
sticks. Not
even
the liquid stuff.
Not even the liquid stuff.
They just did
they
the, did, like a like it's lipstick.
Like the
you
lipstick,
just kinda,
and then they would glue it around yeah. the edges, and then they'd stick the head on. And you're there. I remember just sitting there like this. They're like, okay, don't move to the right or the left. I go, okay, this is how am I going to enjoy my head?
Well, that was like Elmer's campaign
like
for
Elmer's,
a long time. It really,
I was in
really
the Elmer's. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
If I
like,
can trust Elmer's to keep
yeah.
my glued-on head, then why can't you use it to glue paper
and
together?
I remember the last line, someone off camera would look at you and be like, what do you think about your head, Todd? And you went, I think it'll stick.
Yeah. And then Elmer's glue came yeah. on the box. Yeah. I guess I could sing.
All right, we got one more question.
Yes, what is the question?
When are you coming back to Philly?
February, the end of February. I'm coming to Helium. I'm bringing the band. We're doing it right.
Helium
with the,
so great.
With the great Chip Chantry.
Oh, Chip's the best.
And also, Blake Wexler will be doing some, maybe we'll talk. I haven't ruled it out that Blake might be showing up on one of those shows.
Also, some people are wondering, will this be weekly?
This?
Yeah.
That's, Chad, I put that pressure on you. You're the one that's going to come, and if they don't do it, I'm going to say go to @ Chad's board, and go, why aren't you going live? Because I think I could get more comfortable with going live. Plan out some, you know, real
spicy meatballs.
So.
Also, you got a comment saying, yeah, the head transplant is pretty obvious.
Oh, I know. Right around here.
You can see the seams.
No, that's why I wear the. If you probably didn't notice this. But
you're
noticed,
almost always wearing a turtleneck.
And I'm always holding my jacket up
and
like
then you'll
this.
collar
and then
up
I
to
collar
the lips,
it.
You say. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You'll kind of, when you have it up there, you'll sometimes like you put your
head.
Yeah,
I go like this. Do you want to close? Do you want to sing? What do you want to do?
Don't make
How about,
me.
Oh, yeah, I do have to leave in like 5 minutes.
Oh, we're done. We're going to be all done right. In 30 seconds.
All right, I want to say goodbye to live real quick.
Goodbye. You know what? I'm proud of you. You're nice. You're good. I want to put good energy out there, you know, not be always yelling and screaming and doing bits. So
goodbye to live.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you. TikTok.
Goodbye live. To TikTok. We're gonna miss you, TikTok. Yeah. Rolling, Mr. Rogers.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I love.